was last seen. Her mom, Beth Holloway Twitty, says it's been rough going.
It's frustrating and it's very difficult.
Four people remain in custody in connection with her disappearance. The jury in the Edgar Ray killing case say they're split on whether or not to convict the 80-year-old, which, according to our Ed Lavandera, has the killing and his family pretty hopeful.
They seemed rather upbeat about the 6-6 deadlock at this point, and they're looking forward to, as all sides are, the jury returning back here to the courthouse tomorrow morning to continue their deliberations.
Killen is on trial for the murders of three civil rights workers 41 years ago. And Senate Democrats say no dice again for John Bolton's nomination. Our Sean Hall is in Washington.
Democrats knew the GOP needed 60 votes or better to carry the cloture vote. They didn't get it.
The ayes are 54, the nays are 38. 3/5 of senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
That means 8 senators didn't vote. It also means the next move may be up to President Bush. There's talk the president will do a recess nomination, putting Bolton in the UN chair for at least another year before the Senate considers the nomination again. Sean Hall, CNN Radio, Washington.
This is CNN Radio News.
If you're looking for a way to treat frequent heartburn, why not ask your doctor for his opinion? Then maybe go get a second opinion, even a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, an eighth. We're willing to bet you'll hear Prilosec OTC quite a bit. Because now doctors and pharmacists are recommending Prilosec OTC more than any other OTC acid reducer. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief, based on share of recommendations.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center.
Hi, do you sell Michelin tires?
Sure do. In fact, it's Michelin's 40th anniversary at Sears, and all Michelin tires are on sale at our lowest prices of the season.
Okay, well, I'd like
to get... Oh, in fact, it's our biggest Michelin tire sale ever.
Wow, that's great, but I just
want... And you can shop at Sears while you wait.
That is why I'm here. Look, here's my cell number. Oh. I'll take a set of Michelin. Why don't you call me when it's done?
Happy shopping!
Honey, you have no idea!
Michelin tire sale ends July 2nd. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
Dozens of relatives of those killed in the September 11th attacks are protesting the plan to place cultural institutions on the former World Trade Center site. Family members say the buildings would detract from the memorial to their loved ones who died in the terrorist attack. President Bush says he's always thinking about what's going on in Iraq.
I think about Iraq every day, every single day. Because I understand we have troops in harm's way, and I understand how dangerous it is there.
The president defended the war at a press conference on Monday. And the men who kept watch over Saddam Hussein this past year say the dictator thinks he's in exile, and according to Specialist Sean O'Shea, wants to meet for a one-on-one with President Bush.
He was willing to forgive the Bushes, and he actually wanted to meet President Bush and try to work something out.
The guards say the dictator even gave them some dating advice. This is news from CNN Radio. Just about a year and a half after his multi-billion-dollar fraud conviction, former Adelphia Communications head John Regas was sentenced to 15 years behind bars. The ex-CEO says he and his family are being deliberately targeted.
We're just a family from a small town with no strong base of politicians. Important people in life. We just were doing our job.
Regas's son Timothy was also sentenced, receiving 20 years behind bars. And a group of space enthusiasts led by Carl Sagan's widow and the Planetary Society is set to launch a solar sail spacecraft tomorrow, according to Society Associate Director Charlene Anderson.
What makes it particularly exciting and particularly romantic is that solar sailing is the only technology we know of today that could someday take us to the stars.
I'm Michelle Wright. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I'm sitting in bed last night, and the only thing I'm thinking about was the suspicious-looking loner who comes up and goes, you know, hey, how are you? Oddly, because usually I'm a coward even in my fantasies. In that one, literally, I leapt over this counter and grabbed the gun, threw him over that counter, and dumped hot coffee on his. It was beautiful. The show ended, but we all went out for breakfast afterwards. It was good.
Morning's Edition, from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. Online at themic921.com.
Friendship between our respective countries in the EU are strong. Obviously, there's been a difference of opinion recently on certain issues.
And we'll have more inspired lunacy from this freak at his meeting with European Union leaders a bit later in the program. And also we'll get some comments from Condi in Israel. The Bolton nomination, some more on Memogate, and other things. Just stay tuned, all right? Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Welcome to the program. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. This is the 50th day. Has it been that long? It's the 50th day since that set of minutes from meetings revealed by the Times of London, meetings within which the highest-ranking members of the Blair administration were given the information about Bush's lies and the lies of his crime family in laying out their plans to wage war against a country that had done nothing to us, a war based on absolute lies. In the period of that war, since that war commenced in 2003, 1,740, officially, that's the number, Americans have died. Some say the number is closer to 9,000. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs and arms and fingers and hands blown off. And tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States, including an uncounted number of children and babies blown to pieces. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this entire story on the 50th day since it was revealed by the Times of London on the front page of every newspaper? And why is it not the lead of every television newscast, and why is there not a collective demand from the Fourth Estate, from the guardians of American democracy? Why isn't there a demand for the resignation of both George Bush and Dick Cheney? Anybody have any ideas on that? The Washington Post ran, if you do a LexisNexis search like the writer of this blog did and sent the information on to me, or is this from Media Matters? Maybe it's from Media Matters. The Washington Post ran 415 stories about Monica and Bill Clinton on its front page in the 1998 calendar year. That seems almost hard to believe, right? There's only 365 days in a year. 415 stories. Now, I wonder if they mean not just the front page, but in the Washington Post. 415 stories. How many stories has the Washington Post run about the lies and deceptions used by George W. Bush to take us into war? When evidence surfaced that Clinton may have lied about his little almost affair with Monica Lewinsky, it set off a media feeding frenzy. You remember. Round-the-clock television coverage, extensive newspaper coverage, endless questions at White House press briefings, on and on and on And when evidence surfaced that George Bush lied about his decision to go to war in Iraq, the media ignores it. But you know what? One part of the electronic media reported tonight, did you see this on CBS News? Oh, my God. This is the kind of news we need in the United States of America here in year... What year are we in? Year 7 of the Bush crime family's second attempt to destroy this country? But CBS News, one of their reporters, I forget which one of their crack White House reporters, interviewed two National Guardsmen, Pennsylvania National Guardsmen, I believe, just back from Iraq. And in the course of the interview, the CBS reporter pried out of the two soldiers the fact that Saddam Hussein loves Doritos. These two soldiers said, well, when we first were guarding him, we had some, you know, we were munching on some Cheetos, and we offered him some, and he tried them, and he really liked them. But the next time, we had a bag of Doritos, and now we give him a family-sized bag of Doritos, and he just eats the whole thing. Good God. I wonder how he likes the lemon chicken. Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel is probably soon going to have a severe airplane accident. He, in an interview in the current issue of U.S. News and World Report, which I believe is on sale today, Chuck Hagel said a couple of things that Karl Rove is not going to like. U.S. troops are losing the Iraq war. The things aren't getting better in Iraq, they're getting worse. And the White House is completely disconnected from reality. These are direct quotes. Hagel went on to say, it's like they're just making it up as they go along. The reality is, Hagel continued, we're losing in Iraq. He added that increasingly, fellow Republicans are coming to share his view. Hagel said, more and more of my colleagues up here are concerned. Really? U.S. troops are losing the Iraq war. Well, where is the termite Sean Hannity and the pig man Rush Limbaugh? They went after Dick Durbin when he made an obvious comment about the totalitarian techniques being used against prisoners who can't defend themselves in the American gulag. So where is the termite and the pig man today? Things are getting better, Chuck Hagel says, they're getting worse. We are losing the Iraq war. The White House is disconnected from reality, and my fellow Republicans are coming to share this view. Pigman? Termite boy? Where are you? Pigman! Yoo-hoo! Pigman! Termite boy! Anybody there? Hello? Bush, by the way, says, reiterated, that means... that means to not tell the truth, right? No, wait a minute, that's rendition. Now watch, I'll get 13 emails, Kathy, if somebody tell me what reiterated really means, right? You watch. Bush reiterated that the United States is in Iraq because of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. In his did you hear this? His Saturday radio address. We were heading for, where were we going? We were going to a garden store. No, it wasn't one of the chains. It was locally owned. To pick up some plants, we. The one we had in the bedroom just decided to check out. So we were looking for plants. And what did we have on? Was it WGST? Was it one of the Clear Channel stations here here in Atlanta? And we heard this the Saturday radio address. And I almost drove off the road. I you know, thank God Molly was in the car. So I have, you know, when Molly's in the car, I have a death grip on the wheel. But he said, Bush said, we went to war because we were attacked, and we are at war today because there are still people out there who want to harm our country and hurt our citizens. Yeah, most of whom are reacting to Bush's attack. Or they're people who are in his cabinet. Some may disagree with my decision to remove Saddam Hussein from power, but all of us can agree that the world's terrorists have now made Iraq a central front in the war on terror. That's right. That's right, dimwit. Because you invaded Iraq! How can this man be so well, never mind. Our troops are fighting these terrorists in Iraq, so you won't have to face them here at home. And besides, it's an orange warning, isn't it? Is not orange? Is yellow? Is it red? I don't know. Uncle Dick!
Let me see that picture.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Find your voice on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is Green Light on the Environment. I'm Rachel Maddow. Before you bite into that first juicy peach of the season, consider this. According to the Environmental Working Group, peaches are among the fruit most likely to be contaminated with pesticides. Nectarines and pears also made their dirty dozen list. And because some pesticides are absorbed through plant roots, you can't just rinse the chemicals off. The message? Eat organic whenever you can. And to see a list of both the clean and dirty dozen, go to the Environmental Working Group's website at www.ewg.org.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The number one problem the military has right now is not funding. Heck, they've gotten all the money they want from this Republican Congress. The number one problem the military has right now is recruiting. The American people aren't sold on this. So now, if that is the case, they're going to call in the markers on this because they have to, because the American people aren't signing up.
Straight Talk is Progressive Talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
We actually have Future Mark on line one.
Oh, Future Mark. That guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday. I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. The news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say infoblasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait, whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man. My attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out in 2030, and that's what caused the... sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about again. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. There were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them inhalables. Hmm. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I gotta invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson bulletin that comes in every 3 minutes. busted again.
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this, like, gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean, we all use the pleasure clones. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
Her show is Randy Rhoads, because in a time of insanity, she is the voice of reason.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
The Flying Monkey Right Blues. Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. Hey, all you dads out there, did you have a good Father's Day? Huh, Sunday? Wasn't that a hoot? We'll have the we've got some sound coming up for you right after the next break, but I just want to talk about Father's Day for a second here, if you don't mind. Did you have a good time? Molly, with a lot of help from her mom, Kathy, got me a Father's Day card. It was so sweet. I just sat there and got tears in my eyes. Actually, they weren't in my eyes. They were just running down my cheeks. And what else did we do Sunday? Kathy went to the park, took the kids to the park. Yeah, we had a great breakfast. Blueberry pancakes and what else? Sausage patties. Cheese grits. Ah, God. You know, we do that. We do that on occasionally. Kathy will put this kind of just food that will kill you together. But it tastes so good. So, we had an interesting Father's Day. I talked to my grown kids. And we got a couple of cards. I got a couple of cards that came Saturday. So all in all, it was, you know, I'm not a big fan of Father's Day or Mother's Day, but, you know, for obvious reasons, I think it's a hoax, you know, something put out there by the credit card companies, but or not the credit card, but the greeting card companies. But what the hell? As long as we've all agreed to play, you know, it's nice to play nice. So I've got a Father's Day story for you. This is from Moss Point, Mississippi. Specialist Terrence Lee's young sons got a solemn reminder that Father's Day will never be the same again. A Father's Day card that Terrence Jr., who's 5, and Ramon, who's 3, mailed to the Mississippi Army National Guard soldier before his death was returned from Iraq on Friday. The children's grandmother, Dinah Lee, said Saturday afternoon his card came back just yesterday that the kids sent. The youngest, Ramon, who's 3, initially was real excited, thinking his dad had sent him a birthday card, Grandma said. When his grandmother explained it was the Father's Day card they had sent their dad, Ramon clutched the envelope close to his heart. Then TJ, Terrence Jr., wanted the card, Grandma said. The compromise, they each took turns holding the card. Grandma said that went on until they went to bed. Terrence Lee, Dad, was killed by a bomb outside of Amarillo while on patrol on June 11th. Sergeant Larry Arnold Sr., 46, of Carrier, Mississippi, also was killed in the same attack. At least a dozen soldiers from the 155th Brigade Combat Team, Mississippi National Guard, have lost their lives in Iraq since the brigade deployed in January. Lee, the subject of our story here, was a 1999 graduate of Moss Point High School and joined the Guard in 2002. His wife, Stephanie, is expecting their first daughter in September. The couple met at Northrop Grumman Ship Systems, where they both work. Terrence Lee was a first-class welder, and she's a pipe fitter. Stephanie, the wife, said he loved to talk, he loved to laugh. He didn't meet any strangers. He lived to the fullest. He didn't let anything bother him. Though his two sons, Terrence Jr., 5, and Ramon, 3, spent Father's Day clutching, taking turns, they're clutching the envelope that had contained the card, Father's Day card, they had sent to their dad in Iraq. How many times do you want to repeat that story, Mr. Bush? You know, I read something like that, and the whole room collapses on me. Do you ever have that happen? You feel the ceiling. I don't care where you're reading it. If you're indoors, you feel the ceiling start to collapse on you. If you're on your back porch, your living room, your bedroom, wherever, you know, and you read that story, and the ceiling starts to collapse, doesn't it? And the floor tilts a little bit, and the corners of the room start to close in on you, and you think to yourself, Jesus Christ, why is it so hard to breathe all of a sudden? 5-year-old kid and a 3-year-old kid. Look, we got a card from Daddy! No, you didn't. And you'll never get a card from Daddy ever, ever, ever again, because your father was a member of the Mississippi National Guard, and this war criminal giggling murderer who sits in the White House, young Master Terrence and young Ramon, murdered your father. And you found out about it on Father's Day.
Be out in the morning too, honey. Please walk me out in the morning too, sometime.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Sorry. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. But I heard a young man cry.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Listen and learn. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
It, Bob.
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Progressive Sound Off with Morning Sedition here on the Mike 92.1.
Harlem's own and the dean of the New York Congressional Delegation. He is the Honorable Congressman Charles Rangel. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Congressman, you are part of this vanguard of about 40-odd members of Congress
who are saying it is time now for the United States to get out of Iraq. Is that realistic at this point?
If this is really the beginning of the end of the war in Iraq, all around this country, black and whites, Jews and Gentiles, Republicans and Democrats, have a feeling that they have just been lied to or misdirected. And there is a sense in the country that you don't know how to call the president a liar. You don't reach the point of impeachment. There are all kinds of Republicans and Democrats coming together, finding the language. That is, what is the game plan for getting out? What is the exit plan? How many people have to be trained in order for the military to leave? There's some on the other spectrum that says, let's get out now.
Seems like the tide is starting to shift. For Congressman, I thought I heard the I word yesterday. I thought I heard some people talking about impeachment. I heard you mention very pointedly that you had been a part of two previous impeachment proceedings. I mean, is it getting to that point?
It is, because, one, we know there is no question that the facts do not support the invasion. Two, we know without any contradiction that the invasion was planned before 9/11. The only thing that we don't know is what the president really knew. Did he really know that the facts he was stating were incorrect? And now we find what his mind frame should have been based on the Downing Street paper, where we have British officials, after meeting with the White House, coming back saying that the president wanted to have a military invasion of Iraq.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater. We'll reward open mic club members with tickets to see Bill Maher.
Thank you.
Not a member? Go to themike921.com and join today.
Hi, this is Elvin from Madison. I'm on the mic, 92.1, and I'm going to see Bill Maher.
Get tickets at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets.
Really?
Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Last Coast True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
Welcome to Arizona, partner. The official state neckwear is the bolo, so take off that tie. Nothing says Wild West like wearing a shoelace around your neck. The original Arizonians included the Hopi, the Apache, and the Navajo. They fought with each other until the white man arrived, and the Indians were finally free to set aside their differences and sell turquoise on the side of the road. Eventually, Arizona became part of the land the United States won in the Mexican-American War. Mexicans gave up almost half their land in exchange for not giving up the rest. Uncle Sam sure knows how to drive a bargain. Demographic change came to Arizona after the Second World War with the Great Migration of the Old People. Spurred on by rumors of a land with a nice dry heat and reasonably priced buffets, America's elderly came in droves to retire. Great caravans of Airstream trailers stretched to the horizon. The main industry is tourism. It's called the Grand Canyon State, but there's much more to Arizona than just a huge hole in the ground. For starters, there's another huge hole in the ground. A giant meteor crater whimsically named Meteor Crater. No other state has been so truly blessed by bombardment from space. In 1971, the London Bridge was purchased and moved to Lake Havasu. Freed from its shroud of London fog, the bridge was able to find its true calling as a backdrop for frolicking teens at MTV spring break parties. From those tequila-soaked teenagers to the senior citizens crowding the Sizzler salad bar, Arizona has something for everybody.
Madison, you're on the mic.
I enjoy listening to your station. Keep up the good work. It's so good to have you guys on the air.
This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Day after day, I'm more confused.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. By the way, have you several of you who have sent me the information, the hillbilly heroin addict, the idiot, the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, is selling Guantanamo T-shirts on his website. Have you seen that? T-shirts with such pithy and witty sayings as, "What happens at Gitmo stays at Gitmo." Isn't that cute? This evil bastard. Is there a more evil person in American media than Rush Limbaugh? Is there? And I mean hardcore evil. It's just astonishing. I guess Dr. Laura would come in a close second. But I mean, just basically rotten evil to the core. Is there anyone worse than Rush Limbaugh? I don't think so. to mock and make fun of and giggle and laugh and probably play with himself while he's doing it about people being tortured in Guantanamo, and then to put up on his website T-shirts celebrating the humor in torture. This is a sick, evil pervert. If there's any justice left in this country, this guy is going to do time in prison. But that kind of justice doesn't exist. You know it, and I know it. Limbaugh involved in a conspiracy to cop illegal street drugs means nothing. He's a rich man. And speaking of the atrocities being committed in Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo and Afghanistan and Diego Garcia, all these places where the United States has established torture centers, why hasn't the right-wing religious community condemned the torture and the abuse and the indefinite detention and the murder of innocent people? Why is it? Does anybody have any idea about that? What would Jesus condemn? Do you think if Jesus, who would probably beat these people into a bloody pulp, I'm talking about Dobson and Falwell and Roberts and the rest of these animals, I'm sure Jesus would take a palm frond or a palm tree and just beat them until he couldn't walk. But what do you suppose Jesus, the avatar of this whole disgusting Christian religion, what do you think he would do? Confronted with what the United States is doing, not to prisoners of war, but just to people swept up in these dragnets that the Bush crime family puts out there. Well, what do you think Jesus would say? But isn't it interesting that the so-called Christians, the Dominionists, the ones who see their version of Christianity being the only way that human beings should live, and these filthy, filthy, filthy perverts, not a single one of them has condemned the murder, the torture, the raping of children in these prisons, the abuse, the deprivation of freedom, the indefinite suspension. Not a single one of the... I'll tell you, I just These are Christians, huh? These are rat bastards. These are people who are going to die screaming because they're going to have one momentary flash of insight that there's nothing there. Condoleezza Rice was on Stephanopoulos' program on ABC on Sunday. I hate these Sunday programs, but anyway, she made the rounds on the Sunday talk shows by way of video from Israel. And George was the only Sunday talk host to ask her about the Downing Street memos. Stephanopoulos showed a video of Cindy Sheehan from the John Conyers forum last week testifying. He showed a short video clip, and then he asked Condoleezza Rice the following. As you know, there's been a lot of talk back here in the United States about these Downing Street memos, the minutes of a meeting with Prime Minister Tony Blair in the spring and summer of 2002, where they discussed their meetings with the United States. How do you respond?
No,
that's not the right one. Unless she's grown a pair. How do you respond?
Well, I can only say what the president has said many, many times. The United States of America and its coalition decided that it was finally time to deal with the threat of Saddam Hussein.
Oh.
There had been multiple resolutions against Saddam Hussein and his activities, everything from concerns about his weapons of mass destruction programs and his continued unwillingness to answer the legitimate questions of the international system about those programs, his having used weapons of mass destruction in the past. We finally undertook an action that got rid of one of the worst dictators in modern times, sitting in the center of the world's most troubled region. And sitting here today in Jerusalem, I can tell you, George, that this region is far better for it.
Well, where do you want me to begin? In a rare moment of clarity, it sounds here at the end like Condoleezza Rice is saying something to the effect of, well, Israel's a lot better off now, huh? Her statement, the United States of America and its coalition decided it was finally time to deal with the threat of Saddam Hussein. Oh, is that it now? Is that the reason we attacked? Is that Condoleezza Rice's admission that it was all a hoax, a myth, and a scam? It was finally time to deal with the threat of Saddam Hussein. To who? To what? To where? When? And then, of course, multiple resolutions against Saddam Hussein and his activities. Condoleezza, you're sitting in Jerusalem. Do you know how many multiple resolutions have been passed by the United Nations against the policies of Israel where it concerns the Palestinians? Resolution, UN resolutions that have been absolutely ignored by every single Israeli government? Are you aware of that, Ms. Rice? And then this tired old canard about his weapons, concerns about his weapons of mass destruction programs. You see, they don't see what these bastards do, and she is a class A bastard. See what they do. Now it's programs. What programs? The programs ended, Ms. Rice, in 1991. And his continued unwillingness, she says, to answer the legitimate questions of the international system about those programs, which is a lie. The Iraqis submitted, what was it, a 900-page report to the United Nations prior to George W. Bush deciding it was time to kill Iraqi civilians. The murderous, lust-filled thug. Bush, not Saddam. Saddam was just your garden variety, tin-horn, cheap-ass dictator. George W. Bush is world-class. He's right up there with Hitler and Stalin. You know he is. It was a lie, Condi. Sitting there in Jerusalem, as you say, talking to George Stephanopoulos, you're lying through your damn teeth. And you know you are. But lying is the mother's milk to this filthy, corrupt Bush crime family. Now, let's go to Bunny Pants. I can't do it. That's all on her, right? I can't stand that woman. I cannot stand her. Bunny Pants is hosting some people from the European Union. They're having a summit, is that what it is? Javier Solana of Portugal, who is the foreign policy chief of the European Union, Jean-Claude Juncker of Luxembourg, who is the European Union president. Now keep that in mind. He's the president. Now, none of these people are elected, by the way. They're appointed. They're decided by the people of the European Union. Don't make these decisions. The various representatives who are appointed by the various governments decide who's going to be president, who's going to be... That's why the whole thing is a fraud. But let's play along. Jean-Claude Juncker is the European Union president, and the European Union Commission president is José Manuel Barroso. So they're all together at the White House, and Bush made the same tired old statements about being at war so we can have peace, and then he took a few questions from the American foreign press. American reporter gets the ball rolling and asks about the Bolton nomination. And this reporter said, Mr. President, by all accounts, the votes just aren't there to end the filibuster against your nomination of John Bolton to go to the UN. Your Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, wouldn't rule out a recess appointment. There is a recess coming up. Where do you go from here, Mr. President? And would a recess appointment give Mr. Bolton enough time to do the kind of changes at the UN that you say you're looking for?
I think Mr. Bolton ought to get a up or down vote on the Senate floor. That's my call to the Senate. I nominated John Bolton to be the ambassador of the United Nations for a reason. I'm sharing this now with my friends here. American people know why I nominated him, because the UN needs reform.
Oh, really?
And I thought it made sense to send a reformer to the United Nations.
But why a psychopath?
The UN is an important organization, and the American people, I think, will take will understand how important it is when the UN is reformed and is held to account.
Held to account. How much gall does it take to presume that it's the duty of a common low-grade terrorist, John Bolton, and a liar, elevated to the position of UN delegate, that it's up to him to hold the UN to account? To account for what? What is it that John Bolton is going to hold the UN to account for? The illegal invasion of Iraq? Well, no. The UN didn't authorize that. The slaughter of an innocent population? No. That comes from the Bush crime family. And his statement, the American people know why I nominated him. No, they don't, George. And they don't care. Most American people don't even know the UN headquarters is in New York, you moron. And the UN needs reform, says who? Who said it needs reform? Karl Rove? So the giggling murderer strikes again. We'll have some more from the giggling murderer right after this break.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
It's not just talk. It's Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Stephanie Miller.
Senator Barbara Boxer, the matron saint of the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's really nice to have that introduction.
Stephanie Miller.
The president's spokesman, Puffy McMoonface, oh, I'm sorry, Scott McClellan, he seemed a little startled by that whole advise and consent thing that they put in the agreement.
Oh, right.
He was like, the president, oh, he's supposed to talk to both parties before he sends a nominee? I mean,
well,
they really...
I think they're startled at the Constitution.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
You know, my therapist tells me I got to write down my dreams every night. So this is my one from last night, my dream from last night. So I'm at this mega church in Kentucky, Riley, for the Justice Sunday show. Problem is, I'm locked in an 8-foot steel cage with a cloth draped over it. Outside my cage, I can hear James Dobson screaming about people of faith being attacked and roasted and eaten. I hear the word Shivo, judicial homicide, and Ron Jeremy. I'm not sure what he had to do with it, but suddenly I feel myself being carried on stage and the cloth is removed. I'm hit in the eyes with this intense bright light and immediately hundreds of neocons start booing and throwing dirt clods and ball peen hammers and mashed potatoes and gravy and doll parts at me. James Dobson sneers and points at me and says, "Brothers and sisters, gaze upon the liberal Jew. Listen to his obstructionist filibuster. Listen to his satanic hate speech. Given half a chance, he'd kill Jesus all over again." Dobson gets a long, sharp stick, reaches through the bars, and pokes me hard in the ribs. He says, "Wouldn't you, huh?" I say, "Ow! Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and this is Morning Sedition." Everybody starts booing and throwing dirt clods at me. "Today, the neocon, death cult, Christo fascist, zombie brigade, boo! Boo!" Dobson pokes me again and barks, "Silence, heathen! What say you, good people? Shall we kill this sinner?" A huge roar went up. "Yeah! Stone him! Stone him!" Dobson raises his hand for quiet and says, "I have a better idea. Then these big guys pick up my cage and lower me into a baptism tank. Dobson screams, "Convert the devil!" I'm underwater for a long time. I start to black out. I see a tunnel and a white light. My dead cat Butch smoking a cigarette. Then they pull me back up, dripping and gasping. And Dobson says, "What say you now?" I say, "Christo fascist zombie." Dobson says, "Then you have chosen your own fate." They open the cage, and I look up and see four hungry lions circling me, and above them, three giant video screens of four hungry lions circling me. I hear an announcer, "When we return on Justice Sunday, the obstructionist liberal gets his just desserts," right after these messages. I woke up, and my bed was filled with Polident.
Help the Arbor Day Foundation, plant more trees across the nation, plant a beautiful day for all the world to share.
This is Crystal Gale. For more information, go to arborday.org.
Schultz, get your straight talk from the Heartland weekdays at 2 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1. Streaming at themic921.com.
We're still at war. It's in our country's interest to find those who would do harm to us and get them out of harm's way.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. One more thing about Rice. On the Fox News Sunday comedy hour, Rice was asked if the Bush administration can be criticized for failing to level with the American people about how long Georgia's murderous war would be. And Rice answered by saying, the administration has said to the American people that it is a generational commitment to Iraq. Do you hear that? Generational commitment to Iraq. Now, did you know that? Did you know that they're talking about, what's a generation? What is it, 20 years? Dick Cheney said on March 16th, 2003, "My belief is we will in fact be greeted as liberators. I think it will go relatively quickly in weeks rather than months." Donald Rumsfeld, February 7th, 2003. "It is unknowable how long that conflict will last. It could last 6 days, 6 weeks, I doubt 6 months. Former Budget Director Mitch Daniels, March 28th, 2003. "The United States is committed to helping Iraq recover from the conflict, but Iraq will not require sustained aid." So Rice does what the Bush crime family is so adept at doing. Various members of this crime family appear on television and say whatever they damn well please, all of which is a lie, a total, complete lie. And the people questioning, whether it's on ABC or Fox, do not follow up, do not force Condoleezza Rice or any member of this crime syndicate to confront their lie. They just sit there. They just sit there. Here's Bunny Pants again. Another American reporter, Adam somebody, asked this about the now infamous last throws. Who was it referred to that the insurgents were in their last throws? That must have been Dick Cheney, the vice president. Reporter says, "Mr. President, we were told that you plan to sharpen your focus on Iraq. Why did this become necessary? You know, sharpening your focus. And given the recent surge in violence, Mr. President, do you agree with the vice president, his assessment that the insurgency is in its last throes?"
Adam, I think about Iraq every day. Every single day.
Well, that's a relief.
Because I understand we have troops in harm's way, and I understand how dangerous it is there.
Phew.
If we're making progress toward the goal, which is on the one hand a political process moving forward in Iraq, on the other hand the Iraqis capable of defending themselves.
Oh, Jesus.
And the report from the field is that while it's tough, more and more Iraqis are becoming battle-hardened and trained to defend themselves. And so, you know, I think about this every day, every single day. And we'll continue thinking about it. Because I understand we've got kids in harm's way.
No, because you have no plan to get us out, so all you can do is think about it, you giggling murderer. You think about it every day. Well, that's a relief. Glad you took some time from thinking about Jesus and your ranch to turn your thoughts to the war you started. And if it's, if you got kids in harm's way and you're so committed to it, why don't you send your daughters? Why don't you send Cheney's daughters? Are Hannity's daughters? Oh, Limbaugh? No. Limbaugh had a couple of kids, but he put them in a sack and drowned them. Is Hannity's kids old enough to go serve the military? Why don't some of these right-winger kids sign up? Come on, the military is they're just having all kinds of problems here meeting their quotas, you know? Got to have some more cannon fodder. How about your two daughters? I mean, one of two things, George. Either have the twins take one of those snowflake orphaned human embryos and put them up inside their warm little wombs and get birth. Come on, George. You know, the snowflakes. Or arm your girls and send them into Iraq to kill and murder and maim. Come on, George. Damn it, what? Your two kids are something special? Hey, George, did I tell you about the two little boys? One is 5 and one is 3. They sent their daddy a Father's Day card. See, they live in Mississippi, and their father was in the Mississippi National Guard, and he was sent over to Iraq. And the father was killed. So guess what? The Father's Day card came back to the kids on Father's Day. Can you believe that?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I'm becoming obsessed with the Downing Street memos. Now, I don't want to come across as a cranky lefty who waves these memos and calls for Bush's impeachment, but I've gone on several TV and radio shows and have encountered mainstream media people who dismiss the memos as nothing new. And this is getting me angry. According to these memos, before the war, British officials concluded that WMD intelligence was poor and Iraq's nuclear weapons program was frozen and its chemical and biological weapons programs severely limited. This is the opposite of what Bush said. He claimed the intelligence left no doubt Iraq had revived its nuclear weapons program and had chemical and biological weapons stockpiles. The memos show he misrepresented the intelligence and that the Brits believed Bush's case for war was thin, not news. Only if you think lying to start a war is ho-hum. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
And we'll be back with more of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio right after this.
We're clear. Back in 3 minutes.
Okay. Billy, explain to me again what the cameras are doing here.
Okay, what we're doing is we're taping the entire 3-hour radio show here on the new set and then editing it down to 1 hour.
1 hour.
Right. And then that hour is broadcast the same night on Sundance Channel.
Wow. The same night. That's great. So it stays topical.
Yeah, it's topical. It's completely fresh.
Huh. And when is it on?
It's on 11:30 p.m. on the West and East Coast, and in other places, people have to check their local listings.
Uh-huh. And what's it called?
It's the same as the radio show. It's called The Al Franken Show.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this. It's called The Al Franken Show. It's on Sundance Channel every weeknight, and if someone wants to find out more, they should check their local listings?
Exactly.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Do I have time to pee?
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater.
Okay, great.
We'll reward open mic club members with tickets to see Bill Maher.
Thank you.
Not a member? Go to themike921.com and join today.
Hi, I'm Steve from DeForest, and I'm on the mic. I'm going to see Bill Maher.
Get tickets at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets. Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Last Coast True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
My name's Jen. I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
This is Martin Sheen. Making decisions is a big part of all of our lives, but no decisions are more important than the ones we make about our children's health. That's why you should know about Shriners Hospitals for Children. For almost 80 years, they provided expert medical care to kids with orthopedic problems or with severe burns, totally free of charge. And there's the Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child who they could help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, building a better tomorrow for kids.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. The nomination of John Bolton to be UN ambassador is still on hold, but our Sean Hall reports there's talk it won't be for long.
The Senate voted 54-38 on John Bolton. Republicans needed 60 to pass. That means debate on his nomination continues despite the efforts of senators like Majority Leader Bill Frist.
John Bolton is the right man to represent us in the United Nations. He is a straight shooter, a man of integrity, is exactly what we need at this time.
So what's next? President Bush may end up appointing Bolton to the UN job during congressional recess. If he does that soon, Bolton could be in the job till 2007 before the Senate reconsiders his nomination. Sean Hall, CNN Radio, Washington.
Nearly 41 years to the day after three civil rights workers were killed, a jury Monday began deliberating the fate of Edgar Ray Killen. The 80-year-old former member of the Ku Klux Klan is accused of planning and leading the murders. Judge Marcus Gordon instructed the jury after it told him they were deadlocked.
You tell me that you're not going to view any newscasts about this matter, read any newspaper about it. You tell me that.
The jury said Monday it's divided 6-6 on whether to convict Killen of three counts of murder. The former head of Adelphia Communications was sentenced Monday to 15 years in prison. John Regas was convicted for his role in the multi-billion dollar fraud that led to the collapse of the nation's fifth largest cable company. Regas's attorney, Peter Fleming, had this to say about the sentence.
Can you react to that a bit? Did you expect less?
Living in hard times.
Regas founded and ran Adelphia for more than five decades. A frequent visitor to Seattle's federal courthouse was shot and killed by police Monday after brandishing an inert hand grenade near a security checkpoint. Police say the man was known for his disdain of the federal government. This is CNN Radio News.
A bewitching summer at Days Inn and get $250 in discount coupons every time you stay. Book your stay at daysinn.com and enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes. You could win 1 million trip rewards points or $100 in free gasoline like magic.
Why don't you keep on the sunny side of life?
Days Inn, the best value under the sun. See Bewitched in theaters this summer. No purchase necessary. Legal residence 18 or older ends 9/15. Subject to rules at daysinn.com.
Okay, top three reasons I'm thrilled about my new garage door. Number three, I didn't have to lift a finger. Number two, two words, curb appeal. And the number one reason, I think they forgot to charge me for the windows.
Now through June 29th, get classic plain series windows free when you purchase any Clopay garage door and expert installation through the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Valid in U.S. only. License numbers available at homedepot.com. For details, call 1-800-79-DEPOT.
President Bush said Monday the U.S. is making progress toward its goals in the war in Iraq. The president says Iraq is a dangerous place.
It's dangerous because there's these cold-blooded killers that will kill Americans or kill innocent Iraqis in order to try to drive us out of Iraq.
But the president ducked a question about Vice President Dick Cheney's assessment that the insurgency there is in its last throes. CNN Radio polling director Keating Holland says the president's approval rating has dipped over the past few weeks, but the scandal at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Prison is not to blame.
52% say they approve of how the U.S. has been treating prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. 37% disapprove. So one thing we can take off of the table is treatment of prisoners.
The latest CNN USA Today Gallup poll shows more than half of Americans disapprove of the way President Bush is handling his presidency. This is news from CNN Radio. Saddam Hussein's former prison guards have some interesting things to say in an interview with CNN. Corporal Jonathan Reese says the Saddam they got to know didn't seem like an evil dictator.
It's hard to weave everything together because, I mean, here you have this guy who's being nice to you, manipulative, and when you're talking to him in person and you're watching him, it just doesn't seem like he did all that bad stuff, and you just got to keep reminding yourself.
The former guards say Saddam likes Cheetos, likes Doritos even more, and he still believes he's the president of Iraq. The police chief of Washington, D.C. would like his car back. Charles Ramsey's unmarked Crown Victoria was stolen from near his home. A police spokesman says the chief discovered his car was nabbed when he went to drive it to church Sunday. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed, Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
James Sensenbrenner shut down that hearing because he did not want to hear those witnesses. He didn't want it in the record. Librarians came to talk about receiving subpoenas, and Sensenbrenner shut it down, and he's not allowed to do that. He turned off the C-SPAN lights. He turned off microphones.
Thank goodness she's on our side.
He broke the law today.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut or a firefighter.
I'm going to work the streets, sell some drugs, make some money.
Kids are born with hope, but it can disappear if there's no one there to nurture it. Communities and schools helped almost 1 million children last year stay in school and prepare for life. We've been around for over 25 years and were named one of the 100 nonprofits most likely to save the world by Worth Magazine. Now just think what we could accomplish with your assistance. Call 1-800-CIS-4KIDS.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Six and a half past the hour. Welcome back, Truth Seeker. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. So military enlistment is way, way, way down. No one wants to go die in Iraq. Gee, why not defrost some of these snowflakes and grow your own military? You can have your own attack of the clones kind of thing, right? Why not do that? That solves the pesky stem cell issue and the military recruitment problem in one fell swoop. And I think they ought to start with Jenna and Barbara, Bush's twins. They have perfectly workable wombs, right? I mean, well, what does it take? You just take one of those little boogers, defrost it. I'm not talking about the daughters. I'm talking about the embryos. Take one of those little boogers, defrost it, or whatever you do. I'm not trying to be flip with you here. I don't know a damn thing about defrosting an embryo. I don't know how you do it. I have no earthly idea. So, you know, what do you microwave it? What do you do? I put it in boiling water, warm water, put it in a bathtub? I have no idea. But bring it up to whatever temperature you're supposed to be brought up to and insert it. And start with Jen and Barbara and then just work your way around whatever female offspring exists within the upper echelon of the Bush crime family members. Doesn't Cheney have a couple of daughters, too? They look to be perfectly healthy to me. They all look perfectly healthy. Well-fed, well-housed, well-dressed. Lots of good medical attention. Hello? What's wrong with that?
Oh, well now, come on, Malloy. Boy, what a nasty... Did you hear Malloy? He's talking about sending the first daughters and the second daughters off to a fertilization clinic or a war.
I think about every single day I think about Iraq. You know, it's serious.
Now, at the press availability today with Solana and Juncker and Barroso and Bush, a foreign journalist asked about Gitmo. Mr. President, many in Europe are worrying that with the fight against terrorism, the commitment of the United States to human rights is not as big as it used to be. That it not only that is not only to do with Guantanamo, but also with the secret prisons where the CIA holds terror suspects. My question is, what will happen to these people who are held in these secret prisons by the CIA? Will they ever see a judge? Or is your thinking that with some terror suspects, the rule of law should not apply, or does not have to be applied?
I understand we, those of us who espouse freedom, have an obligation, and those who espouse human rights have an obligation to live that, to live up to those words. And I believe we are in Guantanamo. I mean, after all, there's 24 hours inspections by the International Red Cross. You're welcome to go down
what?
Yourself. Maybe you have. And taking a look at the conditions. I urge members of our press corps to go down to Guantanamo and see how they're treated. And to see, and to look at the facts. That's all I ask people to do.
Yeah.
There have been, I think, about 800 or so that have been detained there. These are people picked up off the battlefield in Afghanistan. They weren't wearing uniforms. They weren't state-sponsored. That they were there to kill.
They weren't wearing uniforms. You know, what I don't know how to... You see, that goes back to some clause in the Geneva Conventions about combatants and non-combatants. That if somebody was not wearing the uniform of the state sponsoring the military that was at war, that person would be considered, still be considered a combatant, even if they didn't have on a uniform. But the fact that they didn't have on a uniform made it even more serious. So this is what Bush talks about. What he doesn't stop to think is that the people of Afghanistan... That is their uniform! What they wear every day, you moron! Did they have uniforms when they fought the Soviet Union? Jesus. So he's inviting the press corps to go down there. After all, he says, there's 24-hour inspections by the International Red Cross. What does that mean? Does that mean they're there 24 hours a day inspecting, or they give 24-hour notice, or they come every 24 hours? What does that mean? It means nothing. Absolutely nothing. He says you're welcome to go down yourself and look at the conditions. And while you're there, I suggest a lemon chicken followed by the fake menstrual blood facial. You know, it's a real resort. After that candid question, I bet that reporter wouldn't be surprised to find himself on the way to Gitmo. You know, he is a foreigner, right? He is a foreigner. Is it just me, or does it sound like Bush is trying to get the press to go to Gitmo for a very different reason? One-way ticket, so to speak? Why don't you all get on an airplane and go down there? You know, if you fly over Cuba, you might get shot down. You know, Cuba's got missiles and poison. Bush saved the best for last here. These last two clips are my favorites so far. Another European reporter steps up to the mic and he says, Mr. President, you spoke of common values with Europe and the United States and a strong Europe. Would you say that today, after the two summits between the European Union and the United States, that the partnership has even become again a friendship between Europe and the United States? And how do you see the role of the Luxembourg presidency in that issue?
The relations with Europe are important relations, and they've...
What's the question?
Because we do share values.
Well, what's the question?
They're universal values. What? Not American values, or, you know, European values. They're universal values, those values...
What's the question?
Being universal ought to be applied everywhere.
Everywhere. Let's see, universal. Does that mean everywhere? I thought it meant to not tell the truth, you know, to disassemble. No, wait, that was a different word. Don't you just love how he keeps talking in circles when he doesn't know what the question even means? Remember his definition of tribal sovereignty? Do you have that? Can you find that? Just find that for me. He was speaking before some Native Americans, and somebody. Oh, it was about tribal wars, tribals. I have no idea, but the question was about tribal sovereignty. No, Kathy, I think he was talking about the rights of Native Americans, where it concerned what happened on their. Their Bantustans, you know, their reservations. Have you got it? Have you got it there? All right, listen, have you got the... What was the question? The question was, how do you explain, or do you agree that a tribal sovereignty is a real issue?
Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. It's, you've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
So there you go. That's your answer. The relations with Europe are important relations, and they've because we do share values, and they're universal values. They're not American values or European values. They're universal values. And those values, being universal, ought to be applied everywhere. Oh, Jesus, God. And finally tonight, still answering the same question, Bush talks about his opinion of EU President Jean-Claude Juncker. Forget the little faux pas of calling him prime minister. You know, if he had just stopped there, but you know how dry drunks seem to lose their verbal filters? Just about whatever stream of consciousness babble spills into your pickled mind. All I can say is thank goodness Bush didn't ask if he minded being called a piece of crap. Now, listen to this.
I think the friendship between our respective countries in the EU are strong. Obviously, there's been a difference of opinion recently on certain issues. And in terms of your prime minister, he's an interesting guy.
He's a president, moron.
He's a lot of fun to be around. He promotes serious business in a way that endears himself to people. And so I think his presidency has been an important presidency for the during difficult times, and he's handled it well. And I was going to say he's a piece of work, but that might not translate too well. Is that all right if I call you a piece of work? Okay.
Did you hear Juncker there? Little hangdog tundra. Okay. Just don't kill me or send me to Gitmo. Okay. Is that right if I call you a piece of work? Yeah, I'm George Bush. Is that right? Mr. Prime Minister, President, I don't know what you are. It's just a fake thing you're president of anyway. Y'all aren't Christians anyway. You know, I don't care what you think. Is that all right if I call you a piece of work? You piece of work, son of a bitch. How's that? Ha-ha! You like that? You like that word, son of a bitch? It's got hyphenated in it. It's four words, son of a bitch. It's got hyphenated things in it there. A piece of work. That's got hyphenated, there's little bash marks in it. This is our president. Can you believe that?
I'm Jorge, too. That means George.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. It feels like thinking.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
Every month should be Gay Pride Month. You know, it's like when you're a kid and you said, how come there's Mother's Day and there's Father's Day, but there's not Children's Day? And your
mother would say,
every day is Children's Day. Well, every day should be Gay Pride Day, is what I think.
I agree.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Hey, Maren. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced.
been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone, and I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms. Yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
I'm sorry, man, but it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you, you know.
Mr. Marin, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me he fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow, that'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad. Kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again and kind of get the message. And just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
We're just 186 weeks away from the next inauguration. Counting down to the end. This is the Mike 92.1.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
So, you can just see it, can't you? There's Bush with Jean-Claude Juncker, Javier Solana, Jose Manuel Barroso, and there's Bush. And he's got these three European Union dudes, right? And George doesn't, you know, what does he know from European Union? What does he know from Javier Solana? What does he know, any of this stuff? So he says to Jean-Claude Juncker of Luxembourg. So it's all right if I call you a piece of work? And this poor bastard said, okay. How about if I call you a fancy pants crepe eater? Can I call you that, huh? You like that? Okay. Hey, can I stick this straw up your nose? Can I? Come on over here, you Euro trash. Okay. Hey, can I pour this glass of water down your pants? Okay. Hey, can I sleep with your old lady tonight? Okay. Hey, can I stick a pencil in your ear? Okay. We're sending Bolton to reform you people. Okay. Jesus, God in heaven. My God. From Shirazny? Dear Mike, Father's Day may be just a Hallmark moment, but Mother's Day began as a Greek festival honoring Rhea and became a rally for peace 150 years ago when suffragette and pacifist Julia Ward Howe led a rally for peace with mothers whose sons were sent to die in endless war. Okay, I certainly stand corrected. I had made the comment during the first hour that Mother's Day and Father's Day were both bogus or nothing more than
than greeting card companies. A greeting card company designated holidays, but Shirazny? Straighten me out. Thanks, I appreciate it. Let's do some phone calls, okay? You folks are more than patient. And let's start with Bob, who's calling from Seattle. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I really love your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mike, to me, the real terrorism is the fact that this bankruptcy, the so-called reform bill, is just... It has absolutely terrorized me and the whole middle class people in this country. Another aspect of terrorism that of course Bush is going to declare upon the middle class is tort reform. He has declared this, and so to me the real terrorist is not Osama bin Laden. I'm not afraid of Osama. I can take care of him. If the guy comes here to my door, I'll take care of him.
Sure.
But this insidious criminal, Bush and Cheney, and these corporate criminals, this CAFTA, we've had NAFTA. Now right. We've got CAFTA. To me, this is middle class terrorism. So to me, the real terrorism is not this phony war. That they've got this superficial external war when they're doing internal war upon us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bob.
And Mike, I really appreciate you.
Well, thanks. Thanks for checking it, Bob. I appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
You have a nice evening. Yeah, Bob's right. There's no booger man out there. Some of Bush's business, the subjects of one of Bush's business partners, that would be the Saudis, got a little medieval on us and got all fundamentalist-y and came over here and committed mass murder on September 11, 2001, if you believe the official story. That may not be what really happened, but that's the official story. But other than that, Bob hit it. You want terrorism? Look what they're doing, they being the Bush crime family, to your country, to my country. Look what they're doing to our society. How much longer are we going to allow them to do this to our country?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Challenge yourself. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Listen to Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on Air America. Mother Jones Radio brings you investigative reporting and razor-sharp commentary on today's most important news. Coming up, Mother Jones Radio talks with Baghdad journalist David Enders, a young American who moved to Iraq and started the nation's only English-language newspaper. What's it like for an unembedded reporter living on the edge in Iraq? Find out on Mother Jones Radio, every Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great. But I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-disciplined,
self-motivated. There are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
The Al Franken Show. Catherine and Al. America's answer to the lying liars. Here on the Mike 92.1.
Time for the Oi 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 Show. You ready, Al?
I got a letter for jury duty.
Oh, that's too bad. Are you going to miss any shows?
Nah, they don't pick me anymore.
Why not?
I wear a T-shirt that says guilty.
Al, you do not.
I'm kidding. They just think I'm too old now. Well, what do you got?
The Washington Post reported this morning that the Bush administration is watering down language on global warming.
Wait. We did that already. I know all about it. I'm sharp as a tack, Catherine.
That's not it. It's something else. There's more.
Aye.
The latest story is on the Bush administration watering down the global warming policies to be adopted by the G8 countries in Scotland next month.
Aye. Those bastards.
Uh-huh. Under pressure from the U.S., negotiators from the different countries have agreed to delete language about how rising temperatures are affecting the globe.
Aye.
And that would have set stricter environmental standards for World Bank-funded power projects.
Aye.
They also pressed G8 negotiators to drop sections of a report that would have highlighted problems tied to global warming.
Aye.
Let me give you an example of the original G8 language. One deleted section initially cited increasingly compelling evidence of climate change.
Aye.
Further warming is inevitable.
Aye, vey.
And unless urgent action is taken, there will be a growing risk of adverse effects on economic development.
Aye, gavolt.
Human health.
Aye.
And the natural environment.
Aye.
And it also warned of irreversible long-term changes to our climate and oceans.
Aye.
Now, instead of all of that, U.S. negotiators inserted this sentence. Climate change is a serious long-term challenge that has the potential to affect every part of the globe.
That's it? The Oi 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 Show is brought to you by the Environmental Protection Agency. Taking a break until at least 2009.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Jim Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin. He, at a hearing on the committee in charge of protecting our civil liberties like free speech, he told everyone to shut up, turned off the microphones, and took his ball and went home because he didn't like what he was hearing.
Thank you for coming. Now shut up.
Stephanie Miller.
Kurt and Madison.
You got to figure out what to do up here is how to dump Senseless Brenner.
Senseless Brenner.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, please don't tap the glass. I hear a barker's voice. Come on, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it. If there's any sitting within arm's length, you will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe. And then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true. Not really.
Madison, you're on the mic.
Knowledge is power and the mic gives us knowledge.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Worry about anything here in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
26 before the hour, Jimmy Joy emailed in and says, I think I remember, according to the Geneva Convention, you don't need a uniform when fighting in your own country. Really? Okay. Talking about missing in action, does anybody... was I hallucinating? Did I drink too much? Did somebody lace my... Sapporo beer with acid a couple of weeks ago, because I seem to remember John Kerry saying he was going to go to Washington, D.C. and raise just hell about the Downing Street minutes issue. Am I wrong? He was quoted in the New Bedford, Massachusetts Standard Times on June 2nd. What's the date today? The 20th? He said, quote, when I go back to Washington on Monday, I'm going to raise this issue. I think it's a stunning, unbelievably simple and understandable statement of the truth in a profoundly important document that raises stunning issues here at home. And it's amazing to me the way it escaped major media discussion. It's not being missed on the internet, I can tell you that. Stunning, unbelievably simple, profoundly important document, raises stunning issues here at home. It's amazing to me the way it escaped major media discussion. Yada, 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 yada. Is this a blackout on Kerry? Is this a media blackout? Has he been raising just pure Billy Hell about the Downing Street minutes? And I've missed it. Have you gotten a truth seeker? Huh? I haven't. I haven't heard a word from Kerry. I've heard other people. I see Chuck Hagel is now saying that George Bush has become delusional, but I don't hear anything from Kerry. Why is that? I voted for him. John, Senator. You said you were going to go back to Washington, raise the issue. Stunning, astounding, amazing. Didn't you say that? John. Never mind. Alex is calling from New Jersey. Alex, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
How you doing, Mike? I spoke with you about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
That's the last caller.
Okay.
There was something I wanted to talk to you about, to touch on this meeting, but is it true at the onset of the meeting Bush said he didn't want global warming as a major issue? Or do I remember hearing something about, like, Bush saying he didn't want the G8 to recognize global warming?
Well, yeah, they're altering reports. They're altering joint statements that I just read something the other day that the G8 summiteers have decided to issue a statement prior to the meeting in Glen Eagle, Scotland, expressing the concern of the so-called G8, these capitalist... nations that so dominate global commerce. And the joint statement was to acknowledge that the single most devastating question facing the human race is, what do we do about global warming? And the Bush crime family, let me finish, the Bush crime family heard about it and insisted that the language be changed. No, that's what I've heard. What have you heard?
That's what I heard too. But the scary thing is, the whole science in general, not just global warming, but science in general. I have a fear that when I have kids and they're in school, they're going to be taught thunder is not two clouds rubbing together, or however it's caused, but instead God decided he wanted to go bowling.
Well,
that's what really concerns me. Is
right.
It's ExxonMobil with this, and then next is going to be Falwell, and...
I know. Do you have kids now?
No, I'm just going to say one thing, another thing. You know how... You know what you remind me of on the right? I don't know if he's national, but he's in Jersey. You know how they compare Franklin to Limbaugh and Randy to Hannity? You remind me of a guy named Mark Levin.
Mark Levin, he's a right winger.
Yeah, but if he was a left winger, you remind me of him.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right.
Like you say, Franklin, it's like the Limbaugh of the left.
I got you. All right.
Andy Sahanity.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Okay, thanks, Alex. You have a nice evening. If I were a right winger, I'd remind you. Okay. Huh. If I were a tree, I would be probably an oak tree, a cypress. I don't know. Never mind. All right. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate you checking in. I really do. John is calling from California. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing. You know, something I've seethed about this for a long, long time. You know, when I got back from Vietnam, I was with two old boys that we rented a house or going to school, and their number come up, and I said, I packed them off. I said, man, pack, go to Canada. You don't need any of this. And I always admired John Kerry, not so much for what he did in the war, but for afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Talking about it. But the key to this guy, this Bush's character, is when he, used political pull to get out of going, and he sent somebody else in his place.
Right.
And it's a disgrace to all those who paid a price for taking a stand against the war. Hey. Guys went to jail. God, those two guys, my two friends, they went to Canada. They didn't know till 1976 they'd be allowed back.
Right.
You know, and so the bottom line is that this is the key to his character. If anyone thinks this guy cares about any other person, they're sadly mistaken. And Harkin, he popped him for somebody for $850,000. As a kid, he was putting firecrackers in frogs' rear ends and watching them blow up. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't care about anything. And there's another thing I'd like to just mention is about what Durbin said.
Okay.
You know, when you put on that uniform, you take an oath to the Constitution. And what that is there's this Bill of Rights. And what it is if somebody commits a crime, they get a lawyer, and if we can prove it, we send you to jail. But we treat you decently all along the way. That's the idea. And when you put somebody down and chain them to the floor and don't let them go to the bathroom and you do all those things and then you get hammered for bringing that up, they don't get it.
I know.
You know, and I'm a liberal Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you what, my family been here a long time. We fought in every war and we're all liberal Democrats. And what I'm mad about is that these people say he's a man of character.
Yeah,
because
right.
My friends, you know, I got some people that are on that wall that they didn't ask to go, they didn't want to go,
right.
And they were drafted then, and they didn't make it home. You know, I was in the hospital after I come back. I was a little crazy, and I was in this. They had this group therapy type thing,
mm-hmm.
And this old boy, they had him on so much Thorazine, I don't know what his thing was. You know what I mean?
Right. And
he was just in tears because he was in My Lai, and he was part of that.
Oh, my God.
And it destroyed. I mean, this was just a kid. He was, you know, we're all kids. And that's what these people are doing. They sent him over there. Anybody with a half a brain knows that Osama and Saddam were enemies. We had those guys on the ground, we're inspecting, and this jerk, this lowlife, sent our boys there. And so I'm a little angry, and I'm glad I got it out, because I just, you know, I send money to things, and I talk, and that's what I can do. And you're doing a public service, Bubba. And you take care of yourself.
Well, that's kind of you to say, but it's just the job I do, John. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Okay.
You got it. Take care.
All right. You have a nice evening. Don emails in from where? Where's Don from? He says, global warming, which will eventually bring more death and destruction than the present's illegal and unnecessary war, is being handled and responded to with the same ignorance and incompetence. When we should be scrambling to put in place a conservation program that would reduce the effluents from our wantonly wasteful technology and our wantonly wasteful lifestyles, and when we should be scrambling to build renewable energy technology, this oil-friendly president is flying around in Air Force One raving about what might happen to Social Security 40 years from now. God or somebody else, please help us and deliver us from this Pied Piper and false prophet who is leading us to the gates of hell. Yeah. I think about that a lot because the predictions made 8 or 10 years ago about global warming were off, way off, on the downside. Apparently, this thing is happening much more rapidly in the terms when I say rapidly in terms used by geologists or climatologists or whatever discipline. Is most responsible for tracking this stuff. Even they, the scientists who track this, are even surprised at the rapidity that global warming is occurring. And what are we doing? Well, just yeah, like our emailer said, we're talking about Social Security 40 years from now, which will be just as solvent then as it is now.
Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Start your day off on the left side of your radio dial with Morning Sedition, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Debate's over. Globe is warming. That was the headline 2 weeks ago in USA Today, which is rarely accused of being liberal. So now even the mainstream media has caught on. What's the Bush administration's response? Keep pushing fossil fuels. A new report on MotherJones.com has revealed that the Bush administration is pouring money into coal, touting coal as the quote-unquote clean fuel of the future. Not solar, not wind, coal. Their first step was to loosen environmental regulations on the coal industry. Now the administration is subsidizing coal with $250 million a year, theoretically to develop cleaner technologies. But both the Government Accounting Office and the Energy Department have found that Bush's new programs are slow-moving, mismanaged, and less effective than the environmental regulations they're replacing. Policies like this make their buddies rich. But this administration is fiddling with energy policy while the world burns. Get the full story on MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
Arafat dying sort of coincided with the election in Iraq, and there's been like, you see, yeah, we invaded Iraq and things are making progress. That was Arafat dying. If I become president and Castro dies, I can't really take a lot of credit for, you know, wow, look what he's doing in Cuba.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1, streaming at themic921.com.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah?
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gas thing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, future Mark. Hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet swips off its axis every couple of hours. So there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff. Everything grabs onto something. A couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so, okay. So now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slimming. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Mike is a much-needed radio station in Madison. It's great to have you here. You're all great to listen to. And to Randy Rhodes, you go, girl.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. Who's next on the rack tonight? Eric is calling from Minnesota. Eric, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well, to be honest with you. I'm frustrated. I want to say I appreciate what your other caller, John, had to say when he just called in recently.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to pay props to KTMF in Minnesota for broadcasting you guys, although I'm listening to you on the Internet tonight. Mike, I'm calling you tonight to bring you some breaking news. Well, it actually technically broke from the media yesterday and is reported in Defense News today, and it is Iraq is officially calling for foreign occupation to leave.
Yeah, I read something about that. 86 members of their new parliament, or their ruling council, whatever they have, I guess it's a parliament, are wanting all foreign forces, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, I wonder who they really mean there, to get the hell out of town.
Yeah.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, and they've been refused.
What, by the freedom-loving Americans?
pretty much, yeah. That's what's going on. If you can go to defensenews.com and pick it up under the Middle East link. Also, I could here it is. I'm sorry. Iraqi lawmakers. Oh, my gosh.
What? What's the problem?
My computer is just, like, doing a little ditz on me right now.
Yeah? Well, put it in your own words. What? Hello?
I'm sorry. Bye-bye, Halliburton terrorists. Iraqi lawmakers call for foreign troops to withdraw. And here it is. Iraqi lawmakers from across the political spectrum call for the withdrawal of foreign forces from their country in a letter released to the media June 19th.
Uh-huh.
And this is in defensenews.com. Sorry, Fox, you can't push this one down. Sorry, Bush, you got to go.
Yeah, defensenews.com, right?
Defensenews.com, yes.
Okay.
This is legit.
Yeah, somebody cut and pasted that and sent it to me. I didn't know where they had gotten it, and I have to confess that I thought, okay, maybe this came from Al Jazeera. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but if it comes from Al Jazeera, then Americans look at it kind of askance and go, well, this can't be true. But it came from defensenews.org.
Yeah, it was, and no, it wasn't broke. We didn't break it. It was broke by the French press in Baghdad.
AFP, Agence France Presse, I would imagine. AFP.
It was.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yes, correct.
Okay, people will go and check that out. All right, thanks for the breaking news, Eric.
Thank you, Mike. Love your show. Love all your listeners. You guys keep rocking.
All right.
Fine.
You too. Take care. DefenseNews.org. Yeah, check it out. Charlene is calling from Los Angeles. Charlene, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Hey.
Now, Mike, you're from Toledo, Ohio, I believe, correct?
Originally, yeah.
I'm from Willard.
Willard, Ohio!
Yay! The armpit of Ohio.
Oh, my goodness. Willard, Ohio. That always reminded me, what was that movie? I'm getting so old now. About the rats, yeah.
Yes.
Remember the
Crispin Glover, I believe. I'm not sure. Was in
yeah.
That.
Yeah, it was.
Here's the reason I'm calling.
Okay.
Out here in L.A., I was perusing the Los Angeles Times today, and they had those little blurbs, and one of them said, New York CIA chief says he has idea where Bin Laden is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, this is interesting for Time magazine.
And right. And did you read what he said then? Why we don't get him is because, well, you know, you can't just tromp into another country and snatch them. But
state.
Yeah, can you believe it?
France?
Didn't you want to just put something sharp into your own eye when you read that?
I'm thinking, well, wasn't Iraq a sovereign nation?
Well, yeah.
But that was different.
Yeah, they had oil.
Osama wasn't there.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, right. And I'm trying to figure out what on earth is going on here. I mean, when he says, when you go to the question of dealing with sanctuaries and sovereign states, you're dealing with a problem of our sense of international obligation, fair play. We have to find a way to work in a conventional world in unconventional ways.
Right. Well, that's Porter Goss talking. And right?
He says that he has a pretty good, excellent idea where Osama is.
Yeah.
And then he says, what's the next question? Well, the next question is, why aren't we going after him?
Yeah, duh.
I mean, I couldn't believe, I must have read this thing 20 times today trying to figure out what is going on.
Charlene, we live in an asylum. Do you understand that?
Yes, and the inmates are in control.
We live in an asylum. No, the inmates are not in control. We live in an asylum. The people in control are the people who created the asylum to begin with. When I read that about Porter Goss, I thought, I'll bring it up on the program tonight. I thought, no, I can't, because it's just, I'll start screaming. I'll use profanity. I'll lose my license.
Yeah,
I'll get fired.
Call, didn't I?
Huh?
I had to call you and bring this up, didn't I?
Well, I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, yes. I know. I'm like, just like, it's the silly season, as they say.
Oh, God. I don't know what to say. I wonder why some reporter didn't bring that up today when Bush was with the European Union officials, and why a reporter didn't say, Mr. Bush, your director of, what is Porter, a director of the CIA, says he knows where Bin Laden is, Mr. President, so why are we not going over there and capturing him? What, you know, what?
Maybe he's in Italy or someplace, you know, some sovereign nation.
Right, he's in Italy. Yeah, he probably is.
Right.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, thanks, Charlene. Homegirl from Willard, Ohio. You take care out in the big city, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Bin Laden. Who? Pay no attention to the missing 6-foot Arab tethered to a dialysis pump. Who could find him? Hey, the insurgents in Iraq are in their last throes, don't you know?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in 3 sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The message to the Iraqi people over and over again that we don't want to camp out there forever, you know? But do we know the plan? We're just training them ASAP and then going to hightail out of there. Is that it? With these embassies and bases that we're building, it doesn't seem like it.
Like you said earlier, something's got to snap, and if we don't have a plan, it's probably going to snap a lot harder.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1. We'll be right back.
My name's Jen. I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Look at those numbers.
Woo! Look at those numbers! Yeah! Can you believe we get paid to do this? It's only Monday. It's only Monday.
Excited about what you do? Well, pass it on. As a Junior Achievement volunteer, you can bring your enthusiasm to the classroom and give a few kids a little something extra to get excited about, their future. Share a little something of yourself. Be a JA volunteer.
For information on how you can get involved, log on to JA.org.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. Bad news out of Iraq means bad ratings for President Bush. Dan Kamal reports the ongoing conflict in Iraq is becoming more and more unpopular.
Nearly 60% of Americans now oppose the war in Iraq. That's the latest figure from a CNN USA Today Gallup poll. The support of the war plummeting 8 percentage points since March. CNN polling director Keating Holland.
The election seems to have been a success, but it hasn't produced any additional successes. We really haven't seen the ball move further down the field since then. Americans may be paying attention to that, souring on that a little bit. Of course, the number of combat deaths rises every day.
The same poll now shows a majority of Americans disapproving of President Bush's job performance. Dan Kamal, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Democrats maintained their block of John Bolton to be ambassador to the United Nations. Republican Senator George Allen says they're not playing fair.
I think senators ought to have the backbone and spine to get off their cushy seats and vote yes or no and explain why they don't want to reform the United Nations or why they voted against John Bolton.
Many Democrats say Bolton is a lightning rod who routinely sought retribution against fellow workers in the Bush administration. The jury Monday began deliberating the fate of Edgar Ray Killen. The former Ku Klux Klansman is accused of the murders of three civil rights workers 41 years ago. Prosecutor Mark Duncan says he's proved his case.
There was no evidence from this witness stand that anyone else but Edgar Ray Killen arranged and plotted and helped execute these murders.
The 80-year-old Killen appeared to be sleeping during much of the closing remarks. The founder and former chief executive of Adelphia Communications was sentenced Monday to 15 years in prison. He's convicted of the multi-billion dollar fraud that led to the collapse of the nation's fifth largest cable company. This is CNN Radio News.
Which of the following statements is not true? Shopping for music online is fun. Shopping for clothes online is fun. Shopping for car insurance online is fun. What do you mean shopping for car insurance online isn't fun? Go to Geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and in no time at all, you could save hundreds on your car insurance. Now be honest, what's not fun about that? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Can't sleep.
Uh-uh.
So you're about to take Tylenol PM.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a headache?
Uh-uh.
Backache?
Uh-uh.
Fever?
Uh-uh.
You should take Unisom so you don't over-medicate.
Huh?
Unisom doesn't have extra pain medicine like Tylenol PM.
Hmm.
Yet Unisom sleep gels have the same amount of the same sleep medicine as Tylenol PM.
Hmm.
Unisom sounds like a good idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unisom, the go-to-sleep medicine without the extra medicine. Use as directed.
Seattle police shot and killed a man who was carrying an inert grenade inside the city's courthouse Monday. Seattle Police Chief Gil Kerlikowski says officers reacted quickly and decisively.
Courthouse security is certainly a serious issue, but from what I can see so far, I'm very, very pleased with the coordination.
The 50-year-old man was carrying a living will in his backpack, an indication he might have been seeking to commit suicide by police. Saddam Hussein former prison guard says Saddam believes he's in temporary exile.
Probably to this day still thinks that he's the president and will be back in power after all this is over.
Former guards say Saddam likes Cheetos, likes Doritos even more, and he still believes he's the president of Iraq. President Bush said Monday the U.S. is making progress toward its goals in Iraq, but the president ducked a question about Vice President Dick Cheney's assessment that the insurgency is in its last throes. This is CNN. Summer is officially here, and with it comes the danger of fire and heat in Southern California. Jim Roop explains.
After the second wettest winter on record, L.A. County Fire's John Manja says it's expected to be particularly busy this fire season in Southern California.
We did have a lot of rain, which as soon as it does dry up, especially in the October-November months, it will have a dangerous combination for brush fire.
Manja says before this wet winter, SoCal suffered 5 years of drought, so there's lots of fuel even after last year's fire season. Also, he says, be cautious of the heat. There have been already this year across the nation 5 children die from being left inside cars baking in the sun. Jim Roof, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
What goes up must come down. The Dow fell by about 14 points Monday to close at 10,609, this after a week of gains. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater.
You know, I like politically incorrect.
We'll reward open mic club members with tickets to see Bill Maher.
Thank you so much.
Not a member? Go to themike921.com and join today.
I'm Sarah from Madison. I'm on the mic, and I'm going to see Bill Maher.
Get tickets at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets.
Cool.
Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Last Coast True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
This is Mike Love of the Beach Boys. America, we need to plant more trees.
You can make the air taste fresher, breathe as deeply as you please. Make the world a better place, protecting our good earth with trees. Help the Arbor Day Foundation plant more trees across the nation. Plant a tree today for all the world to share.
Go online to arborday.org.
Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Welcome back. About 7 past the hour. Just got a fax from Scott in Sacramento, California. He says, no local television station has mentioned this. I've not seen a story in the local paper either. Thought you'd be interested. It's a press release from Veterans for Peace. Here's what it says. A military veterans organization today said its members will risk arrest Tuesday, that's tomorrow, to maintain their right to inform potential military recruits of unfair tactics often used by desperate military recruiters at the Northern California Regional Recruiting Station here in Sacramento. Arrests are expected, said Veterans for Peace. The volunteers will gather for the informational picket early Tuesday at 4:30 in the morning at the Military Entrance Processing Station. That's referred to as MEPS. At least one military prospect, somebody they were trying to recruit, turned around and left the facility last week when informed of her rights by Veterans for Peace volunteers. Since then, recruiters have threatened veterans with arrest and forced them away from incoming recruiting buses. Several weeks ago, faced with picketers, recruiters moved up the arrival of buses to between 4:45 a.m. and 5 a.m. The tactic didn't work. Veterans for Peace just arrived earlier. Veterans for Peace is demanding recruiters already caught using high-pressure tactics to entice youth to volunteer to fight in Iraq that recruiters give these new recruits a, quote, 72-hour cooling-off period, end quote, because recruiters are known for preying on young people by using intimidation, coercion, and fraud to get them to enlist. The Military Entrance Processing Station is the only military open processing center between Fresno and the Oregon border. It conducts testing for youths who are considering joining the military, but many young men and women, under the high sales pressure of recruiters, are coerced into signing contracts to join after withstanding 12 hours or more of intense testing during the day. George Main, who is the Veterans for Peace Sacramento president, said, quote, "We are obviously being successful in helping young people understand their rights, or the military would not be upping the ante by threatening veterans with immediate arrest. We will not be intimidated," end quote. Jesus Christ, is there anything more unpatriotic? Is that fair to say? Than these recruiters who are threatening with arrest veterans who are saying to new potential recruits, watch out, these people will tell you anything to get you to join this military that has become nothing more than a gang of hired killers. This is not... people are not joining the military because of patriotism. Nobody's attacked us. People are joining the military for lots of reasons. Some of them just like want to have a chance to kill. Others are joining because they buy the lies. Well, this will give me a job. This will support my family while I'm gone. This will give me a credit toward education. There are sign-up bonuses. It can't be all that bad. The recruiter said it's fun. I get to join a rap group. I get to drive a Humvee. I get to shoot things that go boom. I'm saving America. God. Well, if you live in Sacramento and you hear a lot of sirens going off early in the morning, I guess that'll be your answer. Thanks to the person who sent that to me. Was it Scott in Sacramento? Robert in Asbury Park, New Jersey, emails in, Mike, it's true that a soldier need not be in uniform when in one's own country. The logic to this statute in the Geneva Conventions is that citizen militias would be expected to arise and defend one's own home and country. Yeah, that makes sense. Then why, you know, why is it that the pissant in the White House keeps running around talking about, well, they weren't in uniforms. They weren't in uniforms, so we're going to put them in the prison thing. Yeah. It's defensenews.com, not org. Defensenews.com, and Sharma sent this in to me. Iraqi lawmakers from across the political spectrum called for the withdrawal of foreign forces from their country in a letter released to the media June 19th. The move comes as U.S. President Bush is under increasing domestic pressure to set a timetable for the pullout of American forces in the face of an increasing death toll at the hands of insurgents. 82 Shiite, Kurdish, Sunni Arab, Christian, and communist deputies made the call in a letter sent by Falah Hassan Shanshal of the United Iraqi Alliance, the largest group in parliament, to the speaker, Hajem al-Hassani. Some of those who signed urged that a detailed timetable be established for the withdrawal. There are currently 160,000 foreign troops in Iraq, including 138,000 U.S. In the letter, Shanshal said the 275-member parliament was the Iraqi people's legitimate representative and guardian of their interests. The letter said, quote, "We have asked in several sessions for occupation troops to withdraw. Our request was ignored. It is dangerous," the quote goes on, "that the Iraqi government has asked the UN Security Council to prolong the stay of occupation forces without consulting representatives of the people who have the mandate for such a decision. Therefore, we must reject the occupation's legitimacy and renew our demand for those forces to withdraw," end quote. What they're referring to there in the UN Security Council, the Iraqi government, the head, not the parliament. The UN Security Council agreed on May 31 to extend the mandate of multinational forces in Iraq, read the U.S., quote, "until the completion of the political process," end quote. Well, sure. So it's coming from the Iraqi, the elected representatives of the Iraqi people, 83 out of 200 and how many? What is that, about 35%? More than that, isn't it? Out of how many members of that parliament? 275 members of parliament. The letter was signed by 82. So it's called it a third, about a third, a little bit less than a third. DefenseNews.com. And then just type into their search engine Iraqi Parliament requests withdrawal or whatever, okay? And thanks to everybody who just sent this to me. I appreciate it. There was more than Sharma. There were a couple of people that sent in the link. Thank you. Back to your phone calls. Robin is calling from Minnesota. Robin, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Well, hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Robin. How are you?
Well, I've been better, but I'm not in Iraq, and I won't go there. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, I have a 24-year-old son, and I'm concerned about a draft. And mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a real concern or not. But do you know how I can get some quick tickets to Sweden or something?
eBay?
I've got family there. I am seriously going to look into that because that's where my family is from.
As far as the draft is concerned, I wonder if the Bush crime family has the determination in their murderous activities around the globe to actually try to bring back the draft. Since there is no draft, I think it's abundantly clear that people who see the idiocy of this mass murder are not going to sign up. They're not going to do it. And therefore, just the math speaks for itself. At some point, the attrition rate in our military is going to require a draft. On the other hand, this crazy man who runs the Defense Department, Don Rumsfeld, has been saying over and over that he wants a lean U.S. military. I think he wants to fight it with robots. I'm not sure. Hold on a second, Robin. Let me do a break here and we'll come right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Self-evident, well this is evident, yeah. In the American way, you must give and I shall take. I will tell you what is moral and what's just. Because I want, because I will.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. You listen to the talk. Remember to walk the walk. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
H57 Healthline, how may I help you?
I need help. I'm getting married in 6 weeks, and I can't stop eating. I've tried low-carb diets, but I'm still so hungry, I'm never going to fit into my wedding dress.
Don't panic, ma'am. I can talk you through it. We'll get some help to you immediately. Can you give me your exact location?
Millions of Americans suffer from overeating. H57 Hoodia is an all-natural appetite suppressant developed to help reduce your appetite using South African Hoodia, a rare cactus featured on 60 Minutes for its amazing hunger-reducing qualities.
Ma'am? H57 Hoodia is on its way. For future food cravings, look for H57 Hoodia at Duane Reade, Long's, and CVS pharmacies. Be careful of cheap imitations. H57 Hoodia contains South African Hoodia in its purest form.
Great. Thanks, H57. I can't wait to start eating less today.
Get H57 today. Call the H57 Healthline for your risk-free supply. Call 800-227-0361. That's 800-227-0361. Money back guarantee. Call 800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, welcomes the outspoken and hilarious Bill Maher to the Orpheum Theater.
We'll definitely be there.
We'll reward open mic club members with tickets to see Bill Maher.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not a member? Go to themike921.com and join today.
This is Kate from Partyville, and I'm on the mic, and I'm going to see Bill Maher.
Get tickets at the Orpheum box office and Ticketmaster outlets.
Oh, great.
Bill Maher, brought to you by Jam, Last Coast True Endeavors, and the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Get your laps in the morning. Get a little randy on the way home. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Streaming at themike921.com.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Past the hour. Back to Robin in Minnesota. As far as the draft, Robin, I don't know. If you listen to one half of this insane Bush crime family, it'll never happen. If you listen to the other half that talks in a whisper, it has to happen. So I don't know. I don't know. Are you there, Robin?
My son. I'm a single parent. And I wanted to ask another question. Do you know, remember back in the Vietnam War days, and they said if you have a sole surviving son, he's your only son, that he wouldn't have to go. Do you know if that's still...
I don't remember that. I know there were exemptions of all sorts, but... If you had one son, he didn't have to go?
Yeah, because he would be the one to carry on the name. That's what I had heard. I don't know.
I honestly don't know if that's the case or not. I know the Bush crime family, they don't care about that. Only son, only daughter, they don't care.
They don't care about anything but themselves.
They're absolute killers. Is your son married?
No.
Okay, well, that used to make a difference. As a matter of fact, that's why I was, I was not drafted, not because I was married, but because I had two children. But they, of course, that doesn't apply. It doesn't apply if you enlist. They don't care if you have 30 children. If you show up and are willing to be one of their warm bodies to go over and kill or be killed, they'll take you.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Well, I hear that. Kneecap him if he decides to do it, you know.
Yeah, I will, definitely.
All right.
You know, I really enjoy your show. I enjoy Air America. It's just, I listen to it constantly. It's just
Well, bless your heart.
It's the best thing that's happened for those of us who don't go along with Bush.
Yeah, I certainly agree. You hear a wide spectrum of liberal opinion on this network from from kind of watered down liberalism to hardcore radical radical liberalism. I won't say leftism because I don't think anyone on our network is a leftist as defined in the normal political lexicon. Some of us kind of lean that way, but I get letters from real leftists who say, you know, Malloy, it cracks me up that people call you a leftist. You're not. You're a typical liberal, and I don't disagree with that. I am. I do consider myself to be kind of a blue collar, working class, typical liberal.
Well, I just like it's just a total array, different array of personalities all throughout. You know, each group has
That's
different.
True. That's true. That's
and
true.
And it's really nice. It's really nice that you don't hear the same thing all the time, and everybody has their own thing, and I really enjoy it.
Well, thanks, Robin. I appreciate it. Thanks for checking in.
And I'll call you another time if I can ever get through.
I hope you will. Take
this
care.
This is the third time I've tried.
Have a nice evening. Thank you, Robin. We're the 31 flavors of liberal talk. Was that Baskin-Robbins? This is way off the topic, but when I saw this story, I just about lost it. And a couple of you have sent me the link saying, are you going to mention this? Yeah, I'm going to mention it right now. Did you hear about the nun who was crucified in an exorcism? A Romanian nun has died after being chained to a cross, gagged. She had a towel stuffed down her throat, left alone for 3 days in a cold room in a convent. This is from the BBC. Members of the convent in northwest Romania, which has got to be one of the weirdest places on earth anyway, but they claim that Maricișa Irina Cornici was possessed and that the crucifixion had been part of an exorcism ritual. Miss Cornici was found dead on the cross on last Wednesday after fellow nuns called an ambulance, according to police. On Saturday, a priest and four nuns were charged in connection with her death. Let me just go on here. Police say the 23-year-old nun, who was denied food and drink throughout her ordeal, had been tied and chained to the cross, and a towel pushed into her mouth to smother any sounds. Post-mortem is to be carried out, although initial reports say Cornici died from asphyxiation. Local media reports that the young woman had arrived at the remote convent 3 months ago, having initially gone there to visit a friend and decided to stay. She grew up in an orphanage in Arad in the west of Romania. Mediafax news agency said Miss Cornici suffered from schizophrenia, and the symptoms of her condition caused the priest at the convent and other nuns to believe she was possessed by the devil. A police spokeswoman said they all said she was possessed and they were trying to cast out the evil spirits. The priest, who is accused of orchestrating the crime, is said to be unrepentant. He said God has performed a miracle for her. Finally, Irina is delivered from evil. He added, I don't understand why journalists are making such a fuss about this. Exorcism is a common practice in the Romanian Orthodox Church, and my methods are not at all unknown to other priests. Oh, my God. We'll be right back.
Show on air
all day,
Radio.
Every day. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
H57 Healthline, how may I help you?
I need help. I'm getting married in 6 weeks, and I can't stop eating. I've tried low-carb diets, but I'm still so hungry, I'm never going to fit into my wedding dress.
Don't panic, ma'am. I can talk you through it. We'll get some help to you immediately. Can you give me your exact location?
Millions of Americans suffer from overeating. H57 Hoodia is an all-natural appetite suppressant developed to help reduce your appetite using South African Hoodia, a rare cactus featured on 60 Minutes for its amazing hunger-reducing qualities.
Ma'am? H57 Hoodia is on its way. For future food cravings, look for H57 Hoodia at Duane Reade, Long's, and CVS Pharmacies. Be careful of cheap imitations. H57 Hoodia contains South African hoodia in its purest form.
Great. Thanks, H57. I can't wait to start eating less today.
Get H57 today. Call the H57 Healthline for your risk-free supply. Call 800-227-0361. That's 800-227-0361. Money back guarantee. Call 800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Debate's over. Globe is warming. That was the headline 2 weeks ago in USA Today, which is rarely accused of being liberal. So now even the mainstream media has caught on. What's the Bush administration's response? Keep pushing fossil fuels. A new report on MotherJones.com has revealed that the Bush administration is pouring money into coal, touting coal as the quote-unquote clean fuel of the future. Not solar, not wind, coal. Their first step was to loosen environmental regulations on the coal industry. Now the administration is subsidizing coal with $250 million a year, theoretically to develop cleaner technologies. But both the Government Accounting Office and the Energy Department have found that Bush's new programs are slow-moving, mismanaged, and less effective than the environmental regulations they're replacing. Policies like this make their buddies rich, but this administration is fiddling with energy policy while the world burns. Get the full story on MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
This Downing Street memo, and now there's numerous memos that show that there is a very strong possibility that what the country was being told in public and what was going on behind closed doors flat out didn't match up, and they fixed the intelligence to fit the policy and ran us right into Iraq. Testifying at the hearing was former Ambassador Joe Wilson, who joins us now. Joe, good to have you with us.
Ed, it's good to be with you. Tell your audience out there how much I admire the Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners. I was actually a member of that union for 5 years.
I like to represent those guys that take a shower after work, Joe, and I know that they're near and dear to your heart, and I appreciate it very much. What was the most telling piece of information that came out of the hearing that struck you?
Well, since I'm pretty familiar with a lot of this information, the most poignant part of the testimony was when the mother of one of these kids who was killed over there in Iraq testified. I thought her testimony was riveting, and I think that they posed the question just right. What did their children die for? Whatever we're doing to find out the truth in no way denigrates the deep respect we have for the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who defend this country. It is our responsibility as political leaderships to make sure that they're not put in harm's way for the wrong reasons.
So in your gut, Mr. Wilson, what do you feel happened? Do you think this administration fixed the intelligence to fit the policy?
Well, up until the time that this Downing Street memo was released, I was prepared to think that perhaps they had just cherry-picked and used information that was tentative at best, but not otherwise falsified information. But when the Downing Street memo says they fixed the facts to fit the policy, that suggests that they aggressively went out and falsified intelligence just for the purposes of being able to make the case.
And you think they did that?
I think where we are now is that they owe the country and they owe the families of the 130,000 soldiers that are over there some answers.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I did a forum on media bias, and evidently Sensenbrenner or someone on his staff saw it on C-SPAN, and then you got a call saying that's going to be the last one. What's the deal with that?
The way they operate is you're either on our team or you're off it.
Right.
The way we operate is let's all work together to get to the truth.
Those are two different approaches.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, They crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow. That's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
You're on the mic.
My favorite show is the Al Franken Show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour. Back to the phone calls here. Bob is calling from Queens, New York. Bob, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you, Mike. You know, since World War II, the Republicans have employed scare tactics to get elected in this country. First, it was the commies are going to come to get us, and then the Soviet Union fell, and we got all these KGB defectors and the scientists. We realized that for 40 years, we were overstating Russia's strength just to keep the defense contractors in action,
sure.
Donald Douglas and Grumman. Then, of course, starting in 68 with the Southern Strategy, they were portraying, for the last 40 years, they've been portraying the Democrats as the party of the blacks, the hippies, and the homos. In other words, you vote for the Democrats, the blacks and the hippies and the homos are going to take over this country. And that's...
You know, wouldn't we be in much better shape if that were to happen?
And, you know, remember Ronald Reagan's speech about the welfare queens and Jesse Helms' ad with the white hands crumpling up the letter because the black is going to take his job?
Yeah.
Of course, Willie Horton, if you vote for him, the blacks will come into your house and rape your wife, you know. And then, let me tell you something. On September 10th, 2001, when Bush was at 49% in the polls and the stock market down and gas prices up, and the economy going bad, when those towers got hit, people like Karl Rove and Dick Cheney were popping champagne corks.
Oh, sure.
Because they said to themselves, that's it, we're in power for the next 7 years. The scare tactics. You know, I was out on Long Island and before the election, and there was a single mom. And you have to think that maybe she sends her kid to daycare. I asked her, how come you're voting for George Bush? And she says, because he's going to keep us safe. Can you believe this? People were inundated with Scott Peterson and Michael Jackson to have the attention span of fleas and runaway brides. It used to be that when Walter Cronkite would get on the air, the whole nation was watching, and when he made a comment that the Vietnam War was going bad, it registered with everybody. Nothing registers anymore.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't register. And
one more thing on the war, Mike.
Yeah.
Anyone with half a brain would know that after we toppled Saddam, which was the easy thing, that here we are, a Western Christian pro-Israeli nation occupying a country with kids standing on corners with machine guns and uniforms. And, you know, you say what you want about the Iraqis, but they're a nationalistic people. They don't want to be occupied. And it gave the excuse. These terrorists were sitting in their caves, doing nothing, wondering how can we get back? How can we hate America and do bad things to America? And this Iraq invasion gave them a cause. And they are flooding in from Yemen, from Saudi Arabia, from all the America haters. This Bush actually gave all these jihadists a cause for their lives now.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with what you're saying, Bob. Bush has set us all up. Bush, you know, he said he was a uniter, not a divider, and he's united all sorts of disparate groups in the fundamentalist Islamic community, which is just as insane as the fundamentalist Christian community, and he's given us death and war and destruction.
And Mike, when Howard Dean said that by invading Iraq, we are less safe, he was vilified by the news media.
Yeah.
And we are less safe.
And he was absolutely right. I hear you. Bob, thanks for checking in, Bob. All right, appreciate it. Now, I'm thinking about what Bob said at the beginning there about the scare tactics that were used, you know, by the Republicans. If you vote for fill in the blank, Democrat, that's a vote for the blacks, the hippies, and the homos. Ha ha ha!
Well, that, I think it'd be great. Huh? Don't you, Kathy? I mean, if the blacks, the hippies, and the homos ran the United States, oh my God, it would be wonderful. Now, there aren't any hippies anymore, but there are a lot of so-called hippies that, you know, became entrepreneurs and college professors and doctors and poets and actors and writers and aluminum can collectors and radio talk show hosts and newspaper recyclers. Yeah, give it to us and the blacks and the homos. Oh, my God. Yeah. The hippies, the blacks, and the homos. Yeah. What a comment. I just love that. I know what Bob was saying. I know what he meant. That was the so-called scare tactic that was used, right? The hippies, the blacks, and the homos. God, that sounds so last century, doesn't it?
Well, if you vote Democrat, you're going to get the hippies, the blacks, and the homos. Homos.
Homos.
Get the homos. And then blacks. And the hippies.
God, that's stuck in my head now. I'm not going to be able to get that out. Hippies, the blacks, and the homos. Oh, my God. Tony is calling from New York. Tony, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hello, Tony. Hello, Tony. Hello, Tony. Where the hell is my caller, Tony? Yo, Tony! All right, no Tony. Let's move on. Ron is calling from California. Hey, Ron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. It's been a while since I've talked with you. Just hang in there, brother.
Okay, will do.
I mean, we're living in a phantasmagoric horror, or rather a horror asylum, as you say.
Now, see, if I tried to say phantasmagoric, I'd mispronounce it, and I'd get 40 emails saying the accent is on the second syllable.
Oh, well, I was managed to stumble through it.
Oh, good for you. Thank you.
My take on this, what this earlier young man said about 86 Iraqi political whatever, member of the coalition over there, whatever. I'm at a loss for words. Anyhow, 86 Iraqi members of their administration, their political administration, want us out. My feeling is that if every single Iraqi, every single one, man, woman, child, faced Washington, D.C. and prayed nonstop for 12 hours for us to leave, everyone, that we wouldn't leave. And the reason I say that is because the Bush crime family, along with Rumsfeld and Cheney, has basically been lusting after Iraqi oil for many years. And that's the reason we're really there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're not going to leave. There is no exit strategy.
No, of course not. We are building how many bases? I don't know if we're building 7 or 13 or 35. We're building permanent military air bases.
Absolutely.
There. Yeah, that country belongs to the right wing in this country, and the only way that country is ever going to get itself back is for the right wing in this country to be utterly and absolutely defeated. I hope we can do that using the ballot box. If we can't, then we're going to have to consider other means, the kind of means that Thomas Jefferson talked about, because this nonsense can't go on.
I'll tell you what really pisses me off, and I know it does you too. Probably the person that knows the most about it, because you have to look at it in a geopolitical sense, because China, Russia, two fascist states straight up, India, Japan, and Europe are also staring at the Persian Gulf, which has 70% of the oil. And then there's the peak oil problem, which makes global warming look like a picnic.
Yeah, sure.
What really pisses me off is the guy that knows the most, ironically, about all these geopolitical pressures and maneuvers is Cheney. And I'm sure that there are many Democrats who know damn good and well the real reason why we're over there, but don't have the spine to come out and say it. It's like that Jack Nicholson line, the truth, you can't handle the truth.
Yeah. I hear you.
So keep up the good work, buddy.
All right, thanks, Ron. Take care. You have a nice evening.
Right.
You know, that embassy in Iraq, the U.S. embassy, what are we spending? $35 million. And I've heard that it will make Saddam's palace look like a Habitat for Humanity house or something. Not that there's anything wrong with Habitat for Humanity houses. They are what they are. I think it's wonderful. But you understand what I'm saying. And $35 million? That's on the building alone. Now, stop and consider, if that $35 million were... how many Americans are there now? 300 million? We're approaching 300 million. So if we divided that $35 million up among 300 million, how much would each person get? $100,000? Is that right? No. I don't know. Don't try to do math this late at night, Malloy. Josh is calling from Ventura, California. Josh, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you this evening?
Doing fine, sir.
Great. First, I wanted to tell you, I have a profound and abiding respect for you, sir. I listen to your show every single night. My uncle and I both listen to your show, and we just think that you're wonderful. We have just so much admiration for you.
Well, that's very kind. Thanks. I don't handle compliments very well, but thank you. Hey, can I get you to hold on?
Absolutely.
All right. Let me do a break. We'll come right back to Josh and Ventura. No, I appreciate the thought when we get emails and calls and everything, but I'm not very good at taking compliments, because all we do here is sit around and talk. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
And he's itching to settle a score with a bloodthirsty posse right behind. He's going off to start a war. Do the Baghdad boogie, gonna kick ass. Do the Baghdad boogie, taking no sass. Do the Baghdad boogie, letting off steam. Changing regime.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is what radio sounds like when people believe what they're saying. This is The Mike, 92.1.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
Listen to Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on Air America. Mother Jones Radio brings you investigative reporting and razor-sharp commentary on today's most important news. Coming up, Mother Jones Radio talks with Baghdad journalist David Enders, a young American who moved to Iraq and started the nation's only English-language newspaper. What's it like for an unembedded reporter living on the edge in Iraq? Find out on Mother Jones Radio, every Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The Republicans are stumbling over themselves on just about every issue, and then when you ask them, what have they done? Well, what they've done is they have passed the bankruptcy law. Well, that helps a lot of people, doesn't it? They've also passed tort reform. Oh, that's really good for the consumer, isn't it? This has been the corporate administration and then some.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, "Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should." "Go ahead," she said. "Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom?" "No," said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
Madison, you're on the mic.
This is Jay of Jay and Shirley, and we listen to 92.1 and Randy Rhodes, and we love your show.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1. He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's More Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay,
you're listening to Resistance Radio.
Up. All right, so we'd all get about $10. All right, thanks. All right, back to Josh in Ventura, California. Josh, thanks for holding on.
Hi.
Oh, wait. Let me. Josh, hold on just a second, because this is when I always thank the crew. And that crew tonight is Colin Tipton and Justin Yuen and David Fizikas in New York. Jason Isaac. I'm sorry. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas in New York. Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York State, Jim in Arkansas, and Gary Oldman as the commissioner. No, never mind. Our executive producer is Catherine Bay. All right, thanks to everybody. Now, Josh, thank you for your patience.
Hello, Mike. Still there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got cut off there. I was thinking of the comment that your caller from Long Island made about, you know, the conservatives saying that the blacks and the hippies and the homos would take over, right?
Right, right.
Well, I'm a conservative's worst nightmare. I'm a hippie homo, so I'm a combination of the two.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you're almost a trifecta, but not quite.
I'm almost a trifecta, right.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I called, Mike, is because a week ago Saturday, I was part of a group of 40 protesters, anti-war protesters, that assembled in Simi Valley at the Reagan Library. And
you got a lot of courage. You have a lot of courage, I have to tell you, Josh.
Oh, you don't know the half of it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I got there early, and see, the directions were kind of mixed up. I didn't know where to park, so I ended up going to the top of the library and trying to park there. And then, you know, they told me to move my car, so I moved my car and walked back up. And just as I got out of my car, well, guess who was getting out of his limousine at exactly the same moment? Karl Rove, Mr. Evil himself.
Wow.
And I tell you the truth, Mike. I stood there for a minute and looked the son of a gun right straight in the eyes. And he just gave me this funny look, like he was trying to figure out who I was or what I was doing there. But it was so eerie. And I was the only one who came face to face with Rove. When I came back down the hill and all the other protesters got there, they were like, "So did you see Karl Rove?" I said, "Yes." I stood right in front of him. And, you know, they were upset with me. They said, "Well, did you spit on him?" I said, "Well, no, because the Secret Service were standing around and all the police." But I must admit, it was tempting.
Was he, I have to ask you, was he breathing?
he was, but I got to tell you, he looked like he just came from underneath a bridge or something. He's a real troll. Oh God! It's like being in the presence of absolute evil. I told somebody, I'm not religious, but I told somebody maybe I should stop by a church on the way home and take a bath in holy water or something. I mean, it was like, here is this guy who has masterminded all the death and destruction and iniquity that our country has been propagated in our country in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how I would react if I got as close to that demon as you did. I would probably...
Oh, it was tempting. I'll tell you that there was a part of me, I just wanted to jump on him. But I said, no, I better not. I better not, because that's gonna reflect badly on the other protesters. But I tell you, I'm vigilant here. Ventura County, where I'm living, is very, very conservative, and I'm writing letters to the newspaper every other day, complaining about all the conservatives around here and all the, just all the rhetoric that goes on. In fact, they had a reporter there at the Karl Rove speaking engagement. And he wrote a whitewash piece, Mike, where he just made the protesters look ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so incensed by that. I have to tell you, you inspired me. Your spirit infused me at that moment. Because I called that reporter up after I read the story, and I just chewed him out.
Mm.
You know, I said, how dare you? How dare you write a piece of propaganda rather than engage in impartial, objective journalism? And, he tried to get cocky with me and so forth. But I just laid him out on the carpet, and by the time I finished with him, he was apologizing to me profusely and said, you know what, you're right, I didn't do my job.
Well, you have a lot of courage, and I do respect that, Josh. Just be careful, all right?
Oh, yeah, I will. Well, my health's not very good. I had to retire from teaching a while back because I have a lot of health problems. Actually, I probably won't be around too many more years. But when I was teaching, I lost my job at one public school because I spoke out against the military recruiters coming in my classroom, and I was very vocal about it, and I was attacked and vilified, and they finally fired me, and I lost my health insurance and everything. I nearly lost the shirt off my back. But I will never, ever give in to these people. With my dying breath, I will protest against everything that this corrupt administration stands for. And I just want to thank you, because it's people like you, and I know you said you don't know how to take compliments, but it's thanks to people like you, sir, that I keep on going. Because some days, I tell you, it's all I can do to get out of bed. But people like you inspire me to keep on fighting for democracy in this country.
Well,
I
have to say, Josh, the feeling is mutual. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. We're just flat out of time here. Sometimes I have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning, too. I'll tell you what gets me up, Josh. My 11-month-old, that's what gets me up. Are we out of time? Is it time to go home? I think it is time to go home, right? Listen, thanks to everybody who participated in the program tonight. I do appreciate it, even if you were just lurking. It all counts, right? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but... I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5904. That's 800-507-5904. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5904. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5904.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I'm sitting in bed last night, and the only thing I'm thinking about was the suspicious-looking loner who comes up and goes, you know, hey, how are you? Oddly, because usually I'm a coward even in my fantasies. In that one, literally, I leapt over this counter and grabbed the gun, threw him over that counter, and dumped hot coffee on his. It was beautiful. The show ended, but we all went out for breakfast afterwards. It was good.
Morning's Edition, from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
I'm Kathy Rupp from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the Mike, the Mike, the Mike, the Mike.
The Mike, 92.1, WXXM, Sun Prairie, Madison.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot.